Okay, today's daf is Menachas daf Lamed Aled, and we continue with the halachas of mezuzah. Yesterday was all about mezuzah. Today is half about mezuzah, and then we switch over to tefillin. Okay, but first we have more halachas of mezuzah in terms of where to place it. Yesterday we spoke about a tikra. We spoke about, does it need a roof or not? We spoke about the 10 or 9 tna'im of the Rambam, and we hold like most of them. I saw somewhere, I don't think this is the minhag, I was just trying to ask around yesterday, saw somebody that said that since the Rambam says you need a door, so then every time you put up a mezuzah on a place without a door, even though we don't hold like the Rambam, and you put up a mezuzah, you wouldn't make a bracha if you don't have a door. I don't think that's the minhag. I think the minhag is if it's mechuyev, if you have an entranceway between two rooms and you have a tzuras ha-pesach there, or if you have a real door, there's no door up there, I think Shulchan Aruch does not quote the Rambam that you need doors, and I think the minhag is to say a bracha, but one should ask their local rav, their local posek, in order to know exactly what the minhag is. Okay, but either way, that tzorech is not in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Gemara, now continuing. Amar Rabba Bar Shila Amar Rav Chizda. Achsadra, about eighth to last skinny line. Achsadra Peturban Mezuzah. And Achsadra, what's an Achsadra? Achsadra is, the way Rashi explains it, is that it has three walls. Achsadra has the last couple of skinny lines in Rashi. Shlosha Tefano Stumos Below Pesach. Varavias Psucha Lagamre. Three walls and the fourth wall is totally open. Totally open, but above on the fourth wall, malish dofen mana machzik as a schach. Right, if you didn't have any tzura sapesach on the fourth side, then there's nothing to talk about. But you had a tzura on the fourth side, so the Gemara says a chesed does not need a mezuzah lefi she'ein la petzimin, because it does not have petzimin, it does not have doorposts, and that's why you're potter. Says the Gemara, what hayesh la petzimin chayiv? What if it would have had doorposts? Then you would say that it would be chayiv. If it had the doorposts, l'chizuk tikru davidi. But those doorposts aren't there for a door. They're just there to hold up the ceiling. So it should be put there anyway. Those shouldn't be considered doorposts. So the Gemara says, you're right. Hachi ka'amar. Afal pi sheyesh la petzimin petura. Even if they do have doorposts there, it's going to be put there. She'in asuyin al l'chizuk l'tikra. Because they're only made as a chizuk for a tikra. So therefore, if a room only has three walls, so then it is going to be petura from mezuzah. What about, right over here on this block or in other places, there are garages with three walls. So as you have a room that goes out to the outside, only three walls, you don't require mezuzah there. Many say you do. So that might be different. What's the Gemara, the Mishnah is talking about, the Gemara is talking about a case where you have stammer room that's supposed to have four walls, doesn't lead anywhere, and it's open on one side. But garage, sometimes if it leads into the house, it might have the status of a beis shaar. Might have the status of a walk-through, so even if you don't need it per se for the room itself, because it only has three, but if it leads you into the house, if it leads you into another room, so then that could be the reason why it would be chayiv, even though it does not have four walls. Period. So that's the achsadra. If it only has three walls, then it does not need. Amar Abaya, chazina lehu l'ispalidi de beimar. I saw the ispalidi de beimar de islu petzimi v'leslu mezuzta. I saw this ispalidi de beimar, which is also a room with three walls, that had petzimi, that it had the doorpost, and it did not have a mezuzah on it. Kasavar, and what's the svara? Thank you. L'chizuk tikra hu davidi. It must be also made l'chizuk tikra, and therefore those are not called doorposts. Doorposts are only if it's made to be a door frame. But if it's only made to hold up the ceiling, so then that wouldn't have the status of doorposts. Period. Meisvei. Ask the Gemara, is this really true? But we have a braisa that says, Beis Shar, Achsadra, Umir Peses, Chayavin b'mezuzah. A Beis Shar, which is a gatehouse, a little hut that stays by the corner of the gate, in, let's say, a walled city. Achsadra, what we have been talking about. Umir Peses, a porch with a Tzuras HaPesach going into it. Chayav mezuzah, all those are Chayav mezuzah. So how could you say that Achsadra is Petura from mezuzah? Answers the Gemara, Achsadra de Bei Rav. No, we're talking about an Achsadra de Bei Rav. That's what's Chayav, which is a classroom. Basically, the Harashi explains it. Right? It's a different kind of, it's not a stam ein achsadra that we thought we were talking about. Says the Gemara, achsadra de Bei Rav, ki indruna mal yasahu. Then it's a regular room. So what would be the chiddush then of saying that the achsadra is a chayv mezuzah if it's talking about a regular room? The achsadra rumisa. No, it's a Roman achsadra, which is what Rashi explains, that there are many windows. So it feels very, very open. So you might say it's not really like a room, kamash malan. The chiddush is that it is. Period. A couple of points. Number one, the Emek Bracha points out, of Parmanchik, that it says here that a beishar, like a little hut on the a little shack on the inside that functions like a guardhouse, a guard booth, it would require a mezuzah. But don't we have a requirement that we have this in the Meseches Sukkah and elsewhere, that you need a room that's dalad al dalad amos in order to 16 square amos in order to be chayv a mezuzah? That's also one of the requirements. Right from the Rambam yesterday, the Rambam said in the requirements at the beginning of Hilchos Mezuzah, the Rambam said, if you remember, where was the beginning of Perek Vav? There were those requirements. The Rambam said, Asarat Tzanam Yesh Bebayis Nachach Yitzchayv Adar Bo Lazos Lo Mezuzah. And if you're missing one of the Tzanam, you're putter from Mezuzah. First one, Shiehei Bo Dalet Amos Al Dalet Amos Lo Yeser. It's the first requirement. So a Beis Shar is pretty small, so why would you require mezuzah there? It doesn't have four. So explains the Emek Bracha that you only need dalet amos when you're putting it on putting the mezuzah up because it's a din in bias. But if there are other reasons that you would require al mezuzas beisecha uvisharecha, if you're putting it up because of the shar element, so then it would be not required. The dafka bayis tzarach dalet amos al dalet amos. The lochazi ladira bepachas mihachi. Kedisa berkamet the sukkah. Masha enkein bebei shar achsaju merpeses. Dein chiyuv mitam bayis el de israbu mi ubisharecha mitam sheim shamshin lahabatim shepsuchem lahem. They serve the houses that are open to them. Kamo de israbu sharechat seiros vayaros, like the gateways to cities. Mitam sheim shamshin lahabatim, and therefore they are roi for their milsa and they wouldn't require the shear of Dalid. They wouldn't require the shear of Dalid Amos. That's an important point of the Emek Bracha. Related to this is the Chamudi Daniyah. A couple of important Chamudi Daniels. The Chamudi Daniyah quoted in here in Hilchos Mezuzah in Reish Hei Vav. The Chamudi Daniyah quoted here in the Pesachei Tshuva on this halacha that the Shulchan Aruch says, Bayis She'ein Bo Dalid Al Dalid Amos Pater. Right, if there's no dalet al dalet, you need 16 square amos in a room. V'im yesh bo kedei l'rabei a dalet amos a dalet amos. What if you could get 16 square amos, but it's not four on each side? Not a square, it's a rectangle. So, avoi she'erko yesra al-rachbo shehu agul, even if it's a round room, obal hei zavios, chayiv. So, machlokas rishonim, we pass in chayiv. As long as you could get 16 amos squared. What if you have less than one amma on one side? That's a shaila. If it's so skinny on one side, even though it's very long, you might have that in a hallway. It's a very skinny hallway. You might have it. But that is the Shulchan Aruch. We look at the Chamudi Daniel right here, quoting the Pesachei Tshuva. Sefer Chamudi Daniel, Kat Nira, Dafka Beis Dira Tzarech Dafka Shei Dalet Amos Adalet Amos, Aval Beis Shara Mepeses Vegina, Afil Les Mudal Adalet Chayavin, V'od Nira, Shemi Sheyesh Lo Bayis Gadol, V'yesh Lo Chadarim Ketanim, Lo Haniach Sham Chafatzim, Chayavim b'mezuzah. Somebody has a very large house, meaning altogether the house is big, but you just have the rooms split up very small, each one is not dalet al dalet. So if somebody has a very tiny kitchen, right, they just got married, young couple, they have an apartment, it's a tiny kitchen. Well, you don't need a mezuzah in the kitchen. It's not dalet al dalet? Yes, you do, says the Chamud Daniel. Why? Because you use it there. L'aniach sham chafatzim. You use it there to put stuff. And therefore, you be chayv mezuzah, even though it's not dalet al dalet, because it's an ikar shimush of the house. That is the Chamud Daniel. So this Chamud Daniel is connected to what we just said, that some rooms wouldn't require dalet al dalet, but it also relates to the issue of walk-in closets. The walk-in closets need mezuzahs. That is a big issue in the poskim. Many say, it depends how big. It depends how much walking space there is, area. Right? Most say that you don't take into account the places where the drawers are or where they're hanging. It's got to be walking area, how big that is. So it's got to be a significant. So pashas, you would need dalet al dalet. But if you want to hold like this Chamud Daniel, then maybe it's just like a tiny kitchen. Do you compare a tiny kitchen to a walk-in closet? Is it the same kind of shimush? It's not as much. A kitchen is a kitchen. A closet generally does not need. So know, one might say that even according to the Chabad of Daniel, one would require more shimush, not just a place of storage. Okay, but this is part of the issue of these closets. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Amar Rechava, third line, Amar Rechava, Amar Rav Yehuda, Bei Hirziki, Chayev B'Shtei Mezuzos, Bei Hirziki is Chayev in two Mezuzos, my Bei Hirziki, what is Bei Hirziki? Amar Papa Saba Mishmei Derav, Bei Shara Pasuach L'Chatzer, Ubatim Pasuach L'Bei Shar. You have a room in between two areas, you have two doors on each side. You have a bias going into a beishar. You have that guard booth, but the guard booth on one side goes to the chatzer, and on the other side goes to the house. So again, if you want to look at it from one direction to the other, you have a yard going into a little area. Let's call it, some people have like a merpeset with a pergola or something going into their house. So that's like what it, but it has a tzuras of Pesach, and then you go into the house. So both, that would require two mezuzahs. One in each doorway. One going from the yard to the Beis Shaar. One going from the Beis Shaar into the house. That's two mezuzahs every doorway. Tanur Rabbanan, Vayter. Beis Shaar HaPasuach Laginu Ulekitonios. There are many pshatim. What exactly do those next five lines mean? We're going to pick one of the three pshatim in Rashi. Rashi has three pshatim. How do we understand the next couple of lines of the Gemara? So we're going to go through with one of the pshatim. Which is the last pshat, which starts with the third to last line of Rashi, because Rashi says, Lishna achrina v'ikarhu. Right, this is the ikar pshat. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara now. Tanur Rabbanan, Beis Shaar HaPasuach Laginu Ulekitonios. So when we have a, like we explained before, you have a gina, you have a garden, that goes into a Beis Shaar, and the Beis Shaar goes into kitonios, which are rooms. So gina, Beis Shaar, kitonios. So, Reb Yossi Omer Nido Kikitonios. Reb Yossi says, you treat it. We don't know what the it is yet. You treat the doorway, one of the doorways, as Kitonios, like a doorway to a room, and therefore, it would require mezuzah. The Chachamim Omer Nido Kabeishar. The Chacham say, no, you treat it like a Beishar. The Bshidim Kabeses has a different girsa. Nidon Ka'avir. You treat it like air. Just trying to say you're putter. Because why is that girsa change? Because what do you mean? A Beis Shaar also needs a mezuzah. So that's why he changes it to Nido Ka'avir. Treat it like the air, like there's nothing there. Okay, there's a machlokas here between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi. What are we talking about? Which doorway is there a machlokas about? So, machlokas. Rav and Shmuel Darmi Travayu. Rav and Shmuel say, Migina Labayis. We're talking about, again, it goes Gina, Beis Shaar, Kitonios, which is like bias. So the doorway between the Beis Shaar and the house is not up for discussion. That for sure is chayef. That's not up for discussion, right? That's going into a house from a Beis Shaar. The machlokas is, according to Rav and Shmuel, the machlokas is the doorway between the garden and the Beis Shaar. That's under discussion. Why? Because we're not sure if that's strong enough to require its own mezuzah. So you know what we have to do? We have to look at the way the door swivels. Like we said yesterday, that helps sometimes if you have an equal type of case, you're not sure what to do. Check in the olden days which day the door swivels. Where do they put the hinges? Wherever they put the hinges and the door goes in that way, that's called in. So, and then you go by that area. So, Megina Labayis, Kuleyama Lopligi Dechayev. From the Gina to the Bayis, that's for sure not a question. From the Gina to the Bayis, which means from the Beis Shaar going from the Beis Shaar to the house, as I talk about. Going from the Gina to the Beis Shaar, that's the Machlokas. So, Mi Gina Labayis, if the door goes in, the hinges go into the Bayis, Kolayam Lofigit the Chayev, then for sure we treat that doorway also like an inside doorway, and therefore you'd be Chayev and Mezuzah. My time, a Bia the Bayis. It's considered a Bia, an entranceway of the Bayis. If the door goes in, if the hinges are on the inside, going in from the yard, from the Gina, to the Beis Shaar. Keep pleading me by the Gina. The Machlokas is if the door falls out. If that door between the garden and the Beis Shaar, if it falls out. So Mar Savar Kitoni Yisikr, one opinion says, no, even in that case, this is a doorway that's going to lead into a house. So even there, the fact that it is a has a house connected there, that overrides the Hekert Seer. That overrides which way the door falls in, and even though the door falls out, it's still considered an ikar room of the kitonios of the house, and therefore it's going to be chayav and mezuzah. Omar says, no. No, you don't say that. The door between the Beis Shaar and the house, that's the door of the house. The door that's further out, the door between the Gina and the Beis Shaar, that's not Dafka part of the house. And therefore, if the door folds out, it would be Pater from Mezuzah. That is Rav and Shmuel Shita. Again, the discussion is about the outer door. Which way does the door go? The door goes in, then it's Shorchai. The door goes out, that's Machlokas. Rabba Rav Yosef, Damar Chavai, Rabba Rav Yosef or more Mako, they say, be bias lagina kuliam lopiki the pater. No, just the opposite. If the door folds out, it's for sure pater. If the door folds out, it's for sure pater. My time up is because the ginu. Because this is a doorway. It's not by the house, it's by the garden. So if it goes out to the garden, it's for sure going out to the garden, and therefore it would not require. Ki pligi migina labayas. The machlokas is where it folds in. Mar savar bia de bayasu. Mar savar kule adaita de gina hu davida. No, the other one says no. It's all based on the done with das of the gina, and therefore one would be pater. Good. Abaya Varava Abdi Karaba Rav Yosef. Abaya and Rava went like Rava and Rav Yosef Lakula. Ravashi Avik Rav Shmuel Lachumra. And Ravashi held like Rav and Shmuel going Lachumra. The Hilchasa Karab Shmuel Lachumra. The Lach is like Rav and Shmuel. Lach is like Rav and Shmuel Lachumra. Okay. Period. Itmar. Next piece of Gemara. Lo Pasuach when Abaya Saliyah. Let's say somebody has a chicken coop that goes from the bias to the Aliyah. I'm sorry, here lul doesn't mean, lul usually means chicken coop. But here lul, I was thrown off because I was thinking about storage. The Shulchan Aruch talks about chicken coops also might need, unless it's a disgusting chicken coop which smells always, then you wouldn't need. That just, by the way, is an important halacha also that comes up. If a room is made for a disgusting purpose, then it does not need a mezuzah. For example, a bathroom. A bathroom does not get a mezuzah. If one has a room that is just dirty and not used, sometimes there's a storage area. A storage area which is totally dirty. It's not considered. It's not really a room. So you put stuff there. So that's a shaila. The most you would do is without a bracha. If it's not a dira shel kavod, because that's also one of the requirements that the Rambam has. That might be the last one. The first one we just mentioned was the. First one we just mentioned was the dalal dalid. But if you look in the last two, asui l'diras kavod va'asui l'diras kava. So the second to last one, it's a diras kavod. Right? So if you have a little house, shack in front of one's house to put the garbage in, but it also would not require. It's made for garbage. Made for garbage. That's why one wouldn't require. But any other storage area, we generally pask in, would require mezuzah. A base a teven, a base a an external machsan. So if it has the requirements, if it's dalal, if it's for sure dalal dalid, and so you know every dechamud daniel, how far do you take it? It has to be dalal dalid. What everything has a usage. So you're going to say everything that has a usage doesn't need dalal dalid. So everything in existence has some usage. So I think the way that he's understood is that if it has a real serious usage, like a kitchen. A kitchen is a basic function of the house. That's why even without dalal al dalal. But other than that, if it's storage, so then it's not as much of usage. Therefore, one might require. But the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Pei Base, Base HaTeven, Base HaEitzim, Base HaBakar, Chayavim. Right, they're chayiv in a mezuzah because that is required. If you look in the Pesachei Tshuva here, it discusses other types of problems, but the Shulchan Aruch says ve'ma nashim rochatzos bahem kivan she'omdo shama rumos inkvot shemaim liyosha mezuzah. One wouldn't put a mezuzah there because if it's not a room of kavod. V'yish makilin and them severely, and then he talks about what about her husband and wife on a bedroom. So again, you got to put it up and either have it on the outside when the door closes, or even if it's on the inside, just have a couple of covers on the mezuzah case. If the mezuzah is on the outside, then for sure. But if not, then one has to just make sure that it is covered. Based on kisei, based on merchas, based on tefila, paturim lefi she'ina suyin l'diras covered. Makam sheish tinuf kagon she'atinokos mitzuyin sham tov l'chasos ha'mezuzah. Because that's not kavua. The children are there. They're always making it dirty. Right, on a gan. If you have a gan of 2-year-olds, well, you're not going to need mezuzah there because they're all wearing diapers. No, of course you need a mezuzah there. Just even if you change diapers there. Welcome Tara Tovlios Niris. Okay, fine. But this is a couple of points just in terms of the Dira shell covered. So again, an external machsan. I don't know how big it is. But if it's dalal al dalal, lachor, yeah, lachor would need because it's a base habakar, it's a base hateven.
It would be walking space needs forward.
Even if it's, but it's, if it's walking space, if it's full with metaltalin items that you put there, that doesn't count. I think if you have a, the poskim that are make, will say if you have kavua, items there, meaning you have drawers there, you have a chest of drawers there, or even if you have a hanging space, a pole to put clothes, so that's meant to have hanging space there. So there you might count from the outside of the hanging items. But if it's just storage they just put in there, then any room you could make, then Korach should have said, it's full of stuff, not just full of Torahs. And then he should have been punter. So I think you just go by the any kavua items that are meant to stay there. Okay, where are we? Vaiter. So that all came from the mistake that I said about the word lol. Okay, itmar. Lol pasuk when a bayis l'aliyah. So this is talking about, let's say you have an upstairs and a downstairs. And what do you have? You have stairs going up. Stairs going up from the downstairs to the upstairs in the middle of the room. Here, lol means just like a skylight in the upper floor to get from the bottom floor to the lower floor. And because you want to have some privacy, because let's say you have a person living in the apartment upstairs and people living downstairs. So if people from the upstairs come down, you don't want them to like end up in your living room. So they used to make walls around, like a stairwell. Basically a stairwell. They used to make walls around there. So there are doorways from the stairwell into the houses. So do you need mezuzahs on there? So, Amar Rav Huna, Im yesh lo poseach echad chayv mezuzah achas. There's only one door, I mean, unless there's a door on the upstairs, but you can't get out from the bottom, you only need one mezuzah. Im yesh lo beis psachin chayv shtei mezuzahs, depending how many doors there are. Amar Rav Papa, Shma min amid Rav Huna, what do you see from Rav Huna? That he would require two if there are two doors. Hai in Druna, de isle arba bavi, if you have an Injruna, which is another type of structure, that has four doors, chayv arba mezuzahs. You need four mezuzahs. Pshita, isn't that obvious? Four doorways, four mezuzahs. Lo tzricha, afagav deragel b'chat. Even if ragel, one of them, is most commonly used, still, the chiddush of Rav Huna is that you need by all four. Even if only one of them is commonly used. So he said yesterday that we're going to deal with yesterday's Gemara today. And that is, if you remember back in the Gemara yesterday, we had a case where Rav Huna and Rebbe, they had different stories about their mezuzahs going into their base medrash. So the Gemara said that the doorway that Rav Huna went into the base medrash, he had a mezuzah. So the Gemara answers, Ahu de ragel ba. That was his ragel. The ragel one needs, the ena ragel does not need. So ask Rashi and our Gemara, what are you talking about? What do you see from our Gemara? Even though you're not ragel, you need mezuzah on all the doors. So Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi says right here, you see, even though not ragel needs, first day of Rashi, it's a very lumdish answer. One ragil can knock out one non-ragil. One ragil cannot knock out three non-ragils. One can be one can't be more than one. And therefore, the case yesterday, we were talking about the ragil knocked out the other one, is one against one. But here we're talking about one against three. So you have one ragil and three non-ragils. So that is the first day of Rashi. The second day of Rashi is, though, something that we might be more accustomed to thinking, Lishna achrina mitshuvas ha-ga'onim. Rashi quotes the ga'onim. When you have a door that more than one person uses, it's not that there's no issue here, that of course you need a mezuzah on that doorway. What we're talking about here is, when, let's read it, if you have many doorways in the room, and one doorway is only used for one person, then that's not called ragel. And that might be putter from mezuzah. They're all chayiv. So generally, this doesn't really come up, Lamaisa, today. Who has a doorway that only one person uses? Maybe if you have, like we said, let's say you have the back door in the shul, so only the rabbi uses that door. I don't know, maybe the president could use the door, maybe the rabbi's kids could use the door. You know, how many times do you have one person using the door? That's why we've never really heard of this, that Rogil doesn't seem to be Solomaisa. Okay, period. Vaiter, Amar Meimar, Hai Pischa, Da Akrana, Chayab Mezuzah, the doorway of Akrana. Rashi says that means at the corner. You have a corner of a room where the doorway, instead of being on the side of a room, you have in the corner. The whole corner of the room is cut out, and you have a doorway on the diagonal. It's Chayab Mezuzah. So I'm allowed the Rav Asher Meimar v'Hosleip Simin. What's the chiddush? I'm sorry, v'Hosleip Simin. It doesn't have the walls just end. It doesn't have doorposts. Amalei, Adi Patsimi, what do you mean? The Patsimi are here. Exactly where the doorpost ends, that you put a Tzuras HaPesach on the top. Yeah, it's a Toma case with our Patsimin. Period. Rav Papa, Ikla, Lebei Mar Shmuel, Chazaho, Hu Pischa, De Lohavi, Leila, Patsim Echad. Rav Papa visited Shmuel, and Shmuel had a doorway which only had one doorpost. Mismala on the left side. Via Vidal and Mezuzah. And he put up a Mezuzah on there. So Amalei, come on, Rabbi Meir. Who do you all like? Rabbi Meir. Amar, which Rabbi Meir? Amar, the Rabbi Meir, Miyamin, Mismo, Miyamar. Rabbi Meir, we're going to see in a couple of lines, holds that even one doorpost is good enough for Mezuzah. Even one is good enough. But it has to be the right one. Got to be the right directional, not the correct one. It has to be the right one. And even Rabbi Meir says that. And here's on the left, so why do you have that? Rabbi Papa wondered to Shmuel. So Mahi, what's the whole source of this issue? So first, what's the whole source of the right being important? And then what's the whole source of one being enough? Here we go. Detanya, beischa, be, we darshan, amuzuzas beischa, be ascha. So you're going in. And how do you go in? Min ayimin. You usually go in from the right. At omer min ayimin o inner element small. Tamalomar beischa. So you learn it out from beischa. Beischa, what do you mean? My Talmudah, how do you learn that out? So amar rabba, derech be ascha. Min ayimin, tachi akar. Inishkare, diamine akar. When you go somewhere, you always go with the right foot first. And therefore, that's called your going in. And that's why the mezuzah has to be on the right side going in. Ask the Mordechai, what about a lefty? A lefty goes with his left foot first. Oh, there are righties in the house. What if you have a single guy living in an apartment by himself and he's a lefty? What if you have a whole family of lefties? Ask the Mordechai. Are you going to tell me you're going to put it on the left side? Says the Mordechai. Tefillin's different. Tefillin's different. He puts it on the other hand. So why don't you put it? Why don't you put it on the other? You never saw that before, right? Well, we would know if people are lefties or not. Why don't you put it on the left side going in? Says the Mordechai Lundis. Shiny mezuzah mitfillin. You can't compare. Tefillin is a chovas agavra. So you go by the gavra. And you go by the gavra, the person, and therefore, it depends if you're a righty or a lefty. Mezuzah is a chovas habayis. So chovas habayis, Chazal determine what you go by. Most people in the world are righties, and that's why, that's how you determine. The hashani mezuzah is avilu shimur kobri habayis, mashikim betfilin, the havin leilu chudei. In our terminology, it will be a chovas habayis and a chovas hagavra. That's what the shach said. The shach in Yoredea here in Hilchos Mezuzah, even if he's alone in his house, even if he's alone in his house. Below Dami Litfilin, he quotes the Mordechai. Venira, that he says, Dehu adinim echad dar levado, babayis, vehu iter, shakobane beso at itarim. Below Dami Litfilin, she mitzvah shebegufo, valachin azlinam basu yamin didei, mashenkim mezuzah, dene alachobas abayis, valkach azlinam basu yamin shokal adam, vahainu shlochilku b'shasu poskim, bebnei abayis v'itir malo, vechein nira das harav. That's what it sounds like from the Rama. The Rama says it beferish. V'yein chilek v'yinim hu iter yad olo. The shach is just adding, and it doesn't matter if only iter yads are in the house. So the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasha Klaver, writes, another riot to this, is that he has a tshuva where he talks about this Mordechai, and he says, what happens if you have the case that we had yesterday, the Tosas in the name of the Yerushalmi, you have very tall doorways. So where do you put the mezuzah? So he said you put it shoulder length. Whose shoulder length? Whose shoulder length? Whose height? So the Eretz Tzvi says you go by the average person, just like this halacha. You go by most people, which are righties. So you go by most people, whatever their height is. When it comes up, let's say I was just last week, I was with my son's gun. Let's say most of the kids are going in. Let's say you want to have a mezuzah where most of the people here, who are 2 feet tall, right? So you want that you want to kiss the mezuzah. Do you put it so low? Mitzar chinuch. Okay, that's already. I'm saying, but let's say you put two. I don't know, you put one with a plate. It's supposed to be, that's a shiloh. Shiloh. You go by the people who normally use this, so they can touch it, or you always put a chair there, because it also solves the problem, or do you put it, so he assumes that you put it on in the place, he saw it at a very tall to average height. So I don't know who would say, less than a tefach is not called, you can't put it less than a tefach down. It's for sure a puzzle. But usually we passed it yesterday less than two-thirds down. Less than two-thirds of the way. So you have to ask, mitzad chinuch with that override. Okay. Weiter. Just one other halacha to mention relating to the lefty and the righty here. The Shulchan Aruch says in Arachayim, Kuf Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chav Gimel, the halacha is when we start Shmona Esrei, we take our right step first. Right, left, right. Why? Because we're good. That's the strong one, and that's the one we want to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happens when we finish Shmona Esrei? What happens when a Chazan finishes Kaddish? He goes left back first, because left is the weaker one. But there's the weaker one, and you want to show that it's hard to go away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kishaposeya Oka Regal Smol Tchila. Right, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Chav Gimel Os Gimel. And don't take big psias gasas. Why? The Mistama.
Also for a lefty.
Ah, 1 second. The Mistama Oker Enosh Kardi Amina Bereisha. V'lachin Oker Kam Bismol. Debara Ba'atzmo Ki'ilu Kaveda Lovli Pater Min Amakom. Because it's Kaved. That is the Mishnah Berurah. But if you look at the Magen Avraham says, what about a lefty? What about a lefty? He says, according to this, you should go right back first. Put your right foot back first. Anybody here a lefty? Nobody is a lefty. Go to your right back first. But the problem is, there's another reason. There are two reasons why we go back with our left foot first. Number one, because of our Gemara, because right is always stronger, and you want to go back weaker. The other reason is because the left foot is the Yemin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaviyachol. Kaviyachol, we're looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not physical, it's one of the animamins, but Kaviyachol, we're in front of Hashem. So we want to leave his right first, and that's why we go back with our left first. And according to that, there would be no difference between a lefty and a righty. Right, if that's the reason. And there's machlokas here. Machlokas, what is the ikar tam? According to the first time, the lefty would go his right first back. And according to the other reason, everybody would go by the left foot. So the Bir Halacha here quotes. He says, Lefize, according to the second reason, V'chein Sazen Ber Heitev, Achein Chai Adam, V'hagraz, Hetikos Tam Arisha, Shalom Magen Avram, Upi Iter Nishtan Hadin, Kamosh Kasamnu. So based on the based on whatever reason you hold here, these 2 days will determine whether the lefty goes back with his right foot first or his left foot first. And listen, look at the Piskei Tshuvos here in Kuf Chav Gimel. He quotes, first of all, he says, we're talking about Iter Regel. You go Iter Yan Iter Regel. Some people could be lefties with their hands and righties with their feet. If there's a ball in front of you, go and kick it. Which foot would you use? So even lefties sometimes would use their right foot. So first of all, the post can point out, you got to be a lefty on the foot, not a lefty on the hands. They don't always work together. But he quotes from the Kama Gedolei Achronim. Quotes from the Derech Chaim, the Orach HaShulchan, the Kaf HaChaim, that most hold like the second reason of the Magen Avraham. And that's why, because of the Shechina reason, and therefore they would go back with their left foot first. Okay, that's what he would, that's what he says. Okay. Weiter. A lot more to talk about going back. If there's somebody back of you, there's stuff in front of you, could you go sideways? Not for now. Okay, we continue. Rav Shmuel bar Acha kamei de Rav Papa mishmei de Rav bar Ula amar me'acha. Another reason, a second reason why you put the mezuzah on the right side. It's not because you need the menorah on the left side. That's not true. Right? Or it's the other way. You need the menorah on the left side because the mezuzah is on the right side. That came first. So, what's the other reason? Because in the Pasuk of Melachim. Vayikach yoyoda Aaron HaKohen, yoyoda HaKohen, Aaron Echad, vayikov chor betalso. He made a hole in the door, vayitin oso etzal amizbeach miyamin. Bebo ish beis Hashem. You put it on the right side when people come in. Venasnu shama kohenim shomrei asaf es kol hakesef hamuva beis Hashem. So you see the right side is more chashuv. So that is all. How do you know right? So we're getting back to the story. My Rabbi Meir. Where's the Rabbi Meir that you were talking about that said that only one doorpost is enough? Did Tanya, because the Brisa says, let's get the sources. Ba'yishein lo elapatzim echad. Rabbi Meir mechayev mezuzah chamim potrim. Chamim say potrim. My time of the Rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan say potrim? Mezuzos ksiv. It says mezuzos. Right, that's how it is written. My time of Rabbi Meir, Ditanya, because Rabbi Meir says, Mizuzos, Shomei, ani miya mizuzos shtayim. I know mizuzos are two. Kshomer mizuzos, beparsha shnia, it says it in the first and the second parsha of Shema, Sheitam alomar, because you already know it, Avi ribuy acharibuy, bin ribuy acharibuy elamai. You have two ribuyim, so you include the inclusion, which is really an exclusion. Miyato akazel mizuzos achas, dib Rabbi Shmuel. So you go down to one, Rabbi Shmuel says it's ribuy acharibuy. Rabbi Akiva omer eno tzarach. Rabbi Akiva has a different shot of Rabbi Meir. Kishuhu omer ala mashkov yal shteha mizuzos. Put it on the mashkov, on the lintel, and on the two doorposts. Sheitam alom shtei. What do you have to say shtei? By Karben Pesach. Karben, what's today? Today is... what's today on the Nisan? Right, we're getting close to Yud. What? Right, yeah, Rosh Chodesh was Tuesday. So Rosh Chodesh, right, so it's 8th. Right, so today is 8th. So it's 2 more days, Karban Pesach. Right, Yud Nisan. Gotta be Mishku Kuchu. So here, the Pazuk Karban Pesach. So, Ma'at Shein Tam Olomar Shtei. Ma'at Tam Olomar Shtei. Right? So why does it say shtei there? Zebana'af. Kamakav shtei mezuzos. Inu ela achat. Yishir v'lachal kasav shtayim. It says shtei mezuzos in one place. To tell me when it says mezuzos without the word shtei, it only means one. Period. That's the sources for Rabbi Meir. Tana Rabbanan. Uchasavtam. Yachol yechteven ala avanim. You might think you should do like the tztukim and write the mezuzah on the stones. Right, you might think that, no, Markan Ksiva, Venerable Halan Ksiva. No, it says Ksiva here, and it says Ksiva by Get. Mala Halan ala Sefer. Just like there by Get has to be on Klaf, Afkan ala Sefer. So through here has to be on the Klaf. O Klaf with Erechzu. Or do we say the opposite? Ne'er Markan Ksiva, Venerable Halan Ksiva. Or do you compare it? Right, this is one of the issues. Gzer Shava, we've said many times. Gzer Shava was handed down to the Talmidim, but the exact details of the Gzer Shava were not. And therefore the Mesorah was that this Ksiva had a Gzer Shava. But to which halacha? So we don't know. Is it the Get or is it to when they wrote the Torah on the stones when they were going into Eretz Yisrael? So never kaksiva, never lahalaksiva. Ma'alavan alavanim, afkano alavanim. So what do you compare it to? Do you compare it to Get or do you compare it to Knisa l'Eretz Yisrael? So Nir l'midome, what is it more comparable to? Donik siva no heges l'doros, miksiva no heges l'doros. That's why you compare it to Get. Ve'donik siva no heges l'doros, miksiva she'in no heges l'doros. Just writing it on those stones, we're not a mitzvah, and therefore you don't compare it to there. Kosh never l'halon, like it says, also in Yirmiyo, v'yomer l'hem barach mipiv yikroi elai, is called esad verma elav, and ikos eva la'sefer bidyo. So you see, writing it down, ksiva is writing it on a cloth. Amr le Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Le Ravashi Rachmana Amr al mezuzos Yata Amr Nelev Ksiva Ksiva. The Torah says put it on the doorposts al mezuzos. So how can your Gzeir Shava be Oker the Pshuto Shal Mikra? Usually Gzeir Shava explains, but here asks Rav Acha, right? How can you do that? So what would you say? What do you mean? He had Gzeir Shava from his Rebbe. So what's the answer? No, you could have darshaned it differently. That's the behind the scenes conversation here. How can you darshan such a Gzeir Shava? What do you mean? I said Gzeir Shava. No, you could have darshaned it differently. So Amar Kra, that's why you come up with a different drasha. Ksuchesavtem, Ksiva Tama. You know, you need perfect sav. Perfect sav that's going to last, that means on cloth. The Hadar al Mezuzah, al Mezuzos. And then you're going to put it onto your Mezuzos. Uchesavtem, a perfect Ksiva, al Mezuzos. That's how we darshan. Meachadachsiv, Uchesavtem, high Gzeir Shava Lamali. So once you darshan it from the word Uchesavtem, so what do you use the Gzeir Shava for? Right, there was a Gzeir Shava passed down. So you No, I would have thought then you could write it on an Evan. It just means you have to write it and then stick it on. So maybe you could write it on a stone and then stick it on. Kamashwan, you still need Uchsavtam to be Magala that has to be on cloth. But then you have Uchsavtam to teach me. You first write it and then you put it up on the mezuzah. Okay, Atkan for now. Hilchas mezuzah. Now we move on to Hilchas Tefillin. Next line of the Mishnah that we had. Arba parshiyos shebetfilin makvazu azu. The four parshiyos of tefillin are makiv each other. If you only have three parshiyos of tefillin, it's puzzle. Can't wear it. V'yafilu ksav echad kat ma'akvan. Even one little letter is makiv it. Pshita. It's obvious. Same thing we had a couple of weeks ago. Actually, last week. Amar Yehuda Marav. Lo nitzrucha el lukuso shayud. The chiddush is even if you're missing a little bit of a yud, we have three opinions. Rashi, Tosfos, Mordechai. What exactly does it mean kotzo shayud? The right side of the yud, the top of the yud, the tag. But even if you're missing a tiny little thing, Bionami Peshita, it's still missing. Right, we learned, Rabbi Akiva Darshan, many things from the Tagin. Lo nitzrecha el le'idat Rav Yehuda. You need it for the other Rav Yehuda, Dam Rav Yehuda Marav, call O, She'ein, Gvil, Mukaf, Lame'ar, Baruch HaSehav, Sula. If you have a letter that does not have open space on each side of it, it is going to be puzzle, and that's what's learned out from the, even one letter is Ma'akev. Fine. Period. Tana Rabbanan, Latota Fas, Latota Fas, Latota Fas. That's how it's written. Hare Kan Dalin. But that is four, because the first two are spelled without the Vav, and the third one is with the Vav. So one, and two. Hare Kan Dalin. Div Rabbi Shmuel, that's how you learn. There are four Parshios in the Batim. Rabbi Kiva Omer Eino Tzarech. You don't need to darshan it from that. We have this at the beginning of Sanhedrin. Tat, Bakatvi, Shtayim, Pas, Bafriki, Shtayim. Tat, the word tat in the language of Katvi is two, and pat in African is two. Well, the Torah is referring to African languages, so we discussed then from the Margolius Ayam, I think he said in the beginning of Sanhedrin, that all languages at root come from Lashon HaKodesh, because that was what the world was created in. So therefore, everything has to have a root in Lashon HaKodesh. Tanu Rabbanan, Yochel Yechtevim al Dalet Oros V'Yenechem B'Dalet Bati B'Dalet Oros. You might think that you could write it talking about the tefillin shel Rosh, which has four klafim. You might think you could write it on four klafim and put it into four batim made out of four skins, more than out of four hides. The answer is no, it should be on one hide. Haketzad, kosvan al dalat oros, umanichan al dalat patim, pa'or echad. That is what we try to do. That's what we have with Likuva. What do we have? Even the tefillin shel Rosh. It's four compartments. But the black is also, it's hardened animal skin. The black is one or. It's one or that's folded over, right, in order to make the compartments. But it's one or. Four different klafim, but it's one or. What happens if you have different oros and then you sew them or glue them together? That is a major machlokas. Major machlokas, the Bach is machmir. The Bach says that's pasul. Bach said that's possible. Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Lamed Beis Lamed Ches. The Shulchan Aruch paskens b'di eved. They would be okay. Yase arba batim me'or echad l'shel rosh u'bayis echad l'shel yad. Make it from one or. That's all he says. He doesn't talk about the other case. The Mishnah Berurah v'chatichos or tzfurim b'yachad. Magad Avram d'chashuvim k'or echad. It's the Malach of Tofer, so it's one or. V'chein kazim shuvas chasam sofer sheish l'hakel b'tzfuros. V'im ha'yurak d'vukos machmir. And the Chayam says maybe is glue better or worse than threads? That's a machlokas. But either way, lechadchilo roi v'nachon lasosu me'or echad mamish. Ki ish machmirim v'sovrim delo mahani v'chatichos tfuros yachad o medubachos bedevek. Right, that's the Bach. And therefore, we're machmir or echad, mamish. Not different pieces that are stuck or sewn together. Viter. Why are there are four batim on top, and there's one bias of the shelyad, four and one. So there are five. So there's a beautiful drisha, where the drisha says, the prisha, same author. The prisha, it's the sma and choshe mishpa, that's the drisha and the prisha. So in the prisha he says, why four batim on the rosh and one on the shelyad? So he quotes the smak, mumab abar batim shel rosh, kenegad arba hargasho, shaharosh shibarosh, chush re'ia, seeing, the four senses that come out of the head. Seeing, hearing, smelling, and tasting. And what about with the fifth one? Choshamishush, touching. That's the shelyad. That's the shelyad. Right, and that's why there's four batim on top. Kineged, those four senses were being mishabi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one on the four on the rosh, and one on the yad, those are the five senses. If you want to look that up, that's a very nice one to say over. That is Hilchos Tefillin, Tzil Lamed Beis, Os Lamed Dalad in the Prisha. Viter in the Brisa. V'im Kasvan Ba'or Echad. What if you wrote the Tefillin Shel Rosh all on one big cloth? V'inichim B'dalad Batim. Yatza. And you fold it over the cloth itself into the four compartments. Yotze B'di'evet. V'tzarach She'i Revach B'nim. You got to have enough space though in between to be able to fold them over. Because if it's on the place where you fold, that's not gonna be good enough. Divrei Rebbe. V'cham Omei Notzar. V'cham say you don't have to be so worried. Doesn't have to have so much space in between. You eventually could cut them also. V'shavin, shenozin, chuta mushicha, mikolachas v'achas. But there has to be at least you have to put a string in between, a little thin thread, in between each bias to make sure they are separate batim. Tosas points out, and this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Tosas Yimraskal v'shavin, our minog is to put the string in even if we don't have this unusual case, where you wrote it all in one cloth. Regular case, you always put the gid, I think it's the threads of the gidin, right? You don't use just threads from wool. The gidin, you use that, right? Rashi Tosa says, "Vishnoag and afilu b'dalad oros." Even if you use four different things, you still put strings in. Viter v'im ein charitza nikar psulos. If you cannot tell, right? We have those lines on the outside of our tefillin shel rosh, and it looks like separate compartments. If it's all smooth, you can't tell it's pasul. Those have to be clearly four compartments. Period. Tana Rabbanan, Ketzad Kosvan Tefillin Shel Yad. How do you write Tefillin Shel Yad? Kosval or Echad. One cloth. V'im Kasvar Barba Oros V'nicha Bais Echad Yatza. If you're on four different cloths and you put it into one compartment, Yotze V'tzorach L'Davik. You have to put it together. To glue them together. You glue them together because it has to be one. Sh'ne'emar V'haya L'cha L'os Al Yadcha. K'shem She'os Achas Mi Bachutz Kach Os Achas Mi Bifnim. Just like it's one compartment from the outside, it's got to be one to you inside. That's why you have to glue it together. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer Eino Sar. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you don't have to glue it together. Just put it all in as long as you have one compartment. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Umodli, Rabbi Yehuda Barabbi. Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yehuda the Great was moded to me, Shem Ein Lo Tefillin Shel Yad, V'yesh Lo Shei Tefillin Shel Rosh. If you don't have Tefillin Shel Yad, and you only have Tefillin Shel Rosh, and you have two Tefillin Shel Roshes, Shetola, or Alachas Meinu Menicha, you're allowed to put the Tefillin Shel Roshes into the, right, which are four, into the Tefillin Shel Yads. So the Gemara says, he's mode in that case? Mode, hayna bul dev, that's the machlokas. That's your machlokas between him. What do you mean is moda? Amar Rava meets Rav Shlomo Rabbi Yossi, Chazer Rabbi Yehuda. It must be that he was Chozer Bo. That's what Rabbi Yossi must be saying, that he was Chozer Bo, and you could use the Shal Rosh for the Shal Yad. Eini, is this really true? We have this already. Pashalach Rav Chanani b'shved Rabbi Yochanan. This concept. Tfilah Shal Yad osen osa Shal Rosh. You can make a Tfilah Shal Yad into a Shal Rosh because Shal Rosh has higher Kedusha. Why does Shal Rosh have higher Kedusha? Because you have Shin and Dalid and Yud. You have the Shin and the Dalid on the Shal Rosh. The Shin is on the box, the Dalid is in the back, the Kesher. The Yud is on the Tfilah Shal Yad. Shin and Dalid, two letters. Bigger than one letter. So you can make a Tfilah Shal Yad into a Shal Rosh, but Shal Rosh ain't also a Shal Yad. Lafisha ain't more, we didn't make Kedusha Chamer, look Kedusha Kala, because you don't go down in Kedusha. So, answers the Gemara, Lokasha, Hada Atikta Haba Chadasa. It's a case where you didn't use it yet. If you used it, you're right. You can't go from a Shal Rosh to a Shal Yad. But if you did not use it yet, it's new, then it's okay. Ulman Damar Hazman and Milsahi, what about according to the Man Damar that says, even designation is good enough? The Asne Elayo Mekara. It's good talking about a case where you made a Tznai, an original Tznai, to be able to use it for a Shal Yad or a Shal Rosh. It's a separate issue by the Achronim discussed here, the Karen Ora, the Shagasari, and Zimim Zion, but still, if the Shal Rosh is on a lower level of Kedusha, so then once the preparatory acts were not good enough. For example, Ibud, where you tan the hides, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you tan the hides for Mezuzah, it's not good enough for Ibud for Tefillin, because it's a higher level of Kedusha. So here too, if you were Ma'abid for Tefillin Shal Rosh, Tfilin Shal Yad, why should you be able to make that into a Tfilin Shal Rosh? Right? It's not good enough. You didn't have enough. You know, forget Moridin, but here you need to do the preparatory stages with a high level of Lishma. So the Karen Ora says, Ein no dome mezuzah to Tfilin, and comparing Tfilin to Tfilin. Tfilin is still considered one. Even though they're different to Kedusha, but they're all considered one for these purposes. Fine. Period. We'll stop here, Tana Rabbana, because the next three lines is the famous Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. Two different tefillins, so we can spend about 20 minutes on it. So we will stop. We will start with Tana Rabbana Mezrim tomorrow and talk all about the Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam right here. If you want to get started, Rashi Rabbeinu Tam right here and the entire Simin Lama Dalid in Arachayim. So maybe we'll get back to that and why do we are makra like this Rabbeinu Tam and we're not makra for other Rabbeinu Tams. So we will get to that Mezrim tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow night is the Haggadah Shir. Tomorrow night it will Beis Hashem be uploaded, and we'll be scanning in the fat packet Beis Hashem by tomorrow, and everybody can enjoy. It's on OU.org. OU.org. I've gotten a bunch of emails about it. Tell whoever might be interested. The Haggadah Shir tomorrow night. OU.org.